Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And what a busy weekend it was with the roundup. Here's Darren.
Wasn't it just, Audrey? Yeah, very good morning. And what a finish last night to the golf at Pebble Beach, the Pro-Am there last night. Rory McIlroy taking the honours ahead of Shane Lowry. Brilliant to see the two Irishmen doing so well. An Irish one too. Rory finished with the final round of 66. So we won it on 21 under par. That was his 42nd career win. And Shane ended with a 68 for second place outright on 19 under par. Let's hear what Rory made of it all.
You know, some people would argue that the golf courses I have won on are not up to like a Pebble Beach or obviously an Augusta or whatever. But yeah, to win at one of the cathedrals of golf is really, really cool. It was nice to walk up here. It was also good to see him make four to finish second on his own. So that'll make our flight home a little bit better for both of us. But yeah, no, just a really cool day, you know, to win in California, a place that I haven't historically played that well before. You know, it's really cool, and it's obviously a really cool way to start the season. You know, I said to Harry walking up the last, start as you mean to go on. You know, this is, I'm, you know, just as determined this year as I have been in any of the years I've been out here on the PGA Tour. And, you know, to get this win this early, you know, it means a great deal. And, you know, hopefully just, you know, keep the momentum going into Torrey Pines in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, let's hope so. Great week too for Seamus Power, who was 11 under for the week's golf there. Our golf reporter Greg Allen believes that this win for Rory McIlroy, while very early in the season, is significant.
It might only be February, but this seemed to have more significance than your average PGA Tour victory this early in the year, this early in the season. And one of the reasons for that is because the Masters is an early season major golf championship, and we know that that's the big golf championship that McIlroy badly wants to win. It's the one major that he hasn't won. If he wins it, he joins the greats of the game who've won the career Grand Slam. There's only been five of them. Nicklaus and Woods are two of the great names in that sort of pantheon, and he'd love to be part of that. And this early in the season, to show this form, I think is significant. If you go back to the way that he celebrated his victory in the DP World Tour event last November, where he shed tears in the interview afterwards because it meant so much to him to really atone for what had been, if that's the right word, a very disappointing experience from the US Open collapse, it has to be said, three bogeys in the last four holes last June. And that really seems to have been an experience which has sent McIlroy off to try and find a way of resolving some of the issues in his game. And some of those issues are mental, the way that he approaches the last few holes of tournaments when he's got a chance of winning. He often takes the wrong option, the aggressive option. Yesterday it was very obvious that he did not take the aggressive option when he didn't need to. And the one time he needed to pull out something on the 14th, the par 5, he hits an extremely long drive, 339 yards, a 7-iron and a putt for an eagle. And it was just the moment of power play which surged him away to a four-stroke lead, and from there, you know, he pretty much coasted in to win. And he coasted in to win with great poise, and often we don't see McIlroy show that poise even when he's got a good lead. He did yesterday. He's worked on a lot over the winter by the looks of things, something of the technical side of the game. He certainly worked on that, but also on the mental side of the game. I think we're going to see a more composed and more restrained McIlroy this year as he tries to become one of the greats of the game. Winning the Masters in April would secure that. And this was a big step along the way to having a great chance of winning in Augusta for the first time.
Yeah, roll on that. The first major of the year. A lot of golf between now and then, though. Liam Nolan, another Irish golfer. We spoke about him last Monday morning, going so well on the Challenge Tour. Third last week. He was tied fourth at another event in South Africa yesterday. It was another busy weekend of hurling and football in the Allianz Leagues. The big shock of the weekend saw Carlow's hurlers beat Waterford, fully deserved too there as well. Their first ever competitive victory against the Dacia. Offaly and Antrim also secured wins there in 1B. In 1A, Galway beat Kilkenny at Nolan Park, and Tipperary got the better of Wexford. In Gaelic football, Kerry came from behind to beat Derry in Division 1. This was one of the great league comebacks, to be honest with you. Looked dead and buried at one stage, but they got three late goals, two of them in the last 90 seconds, and helped them get over the line and get the job done there. Galway got the better of Mayo. Comfortable win there as well. Actually, very surprising how easily Galway won that one in the end. In Division 2, wins for Down, Roscommon, Meath and Monaghan. Clare, Kildare, Fermanagh and Offaly in Division 3, while London and Wexford secured wins in Division 4. But let's get some reaction from that match in Castlebar. The new rules generating so much debate again this weekend, and Galway's Shane Walsh has been telling me that the changes have given him renewed appetite for the game.
New leaf life, to be honest, it's exciting. Like, the game needed something. It was just getting so stale to be even part of those games. And like, teams that sit off, like, I don't know, I've seen people giving out about the 12, the 11, but like, I think the big thing is that, like, if teams want to sit off, like, I think they should be punished for the keeper coming up to make that advantage. But like, the other way around is win the ball up high, the keeper can't come into play, and you have a chance then to go straight on goal as well. So like, I think that's the big one. I think it's a great one to bring, because it does punish the team that sits off. And obviously the 2 point rule is a lovely one as well.
Second half, I met it 7 2-pointers you kicked in that second half, and you really made the rules work in your favour there, didn't you? I think that's probably what put a lot of the glass on that scoreboard.
Yeah, no, 100% it did. Like, no more than last night, like, I think Armagh had maybe won 12 out of 14 shots or something like that, and you think, geez, they've only missed one shot, but the 2 pointers do make up such a difference as well. So look, it transpired that way today, that the game went, instead of being maybe 3 or 4 up, we went 6 or 7 up because of the 2 pointers. But look, it's our advantage. It could be another team's advantage another day, but obviously we just keep working with it and trying to embrace the rules.
And a final one, just the league. Is it a big priority for you guys?
I think after last year, like, we didn't want to be chasing points. I think that's probably the big one. We just said this year, like, we just want to get off to a good start and just see where it takes us. Like, look, every game is going to be so competitive in Division 1. You see the teams that are in it, and I think Derry slipped up at the very end there today, but like, every team is going to be competing for points, so we'll just see where it leads us. Like, last year we didn't have the bodies out training. This year now we have bodies training. You don't know what the 26 is going to be, so that's a good place to be for a squad.
Yeah, that's Shane Walsh, and I'm glad to say that was one of the best lung performances I've seen at a game in a long time.
But the pain of Mayo.
Yeah, the child was reunited with Mammy in the end. In Division 1 of the Little Ladies National Football League, Kildare got the better of Dublin. Armagh, comfortable winners against Tyrone. In the Premier League, Arsenal with a big victory against Manchester City, 5-1. That result means that they're 6 points off leaders Liverpool. Manchester United beat again, lost 2-0 at home to Crystal Palace. Tottenham 2-0 winners against Tottenham. Tottenham 2-0 winners against Brentford. Beg your pardon there. In Scotland, Celtic beat Motherwell 3-1. The transfer window closing later today, and it looks like Evan Ferguson is going to join West Ham on loan. State Man claimed a third victory in the Irish champion hurdle at Leopardstown. The win for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend, overshadowed by a fall of stablemate Lassie Mouth. The big race was expected to be a shootout between these two. Let's hear from Paul, who was almost brought down himself in the aftermath of that Lassie Mouth fall.
I was very, very lucky not to be brought down. I was on top of him. Look, it was going to be a match. But positives to take over up to that. We were going to gallop. No bother today. He felt better than himself today. We don't know what would have happened, but I suppose take nothing away from him. He can only do what he does, and I'll tell you the truth, the last was looking very big for such a good jumper when I was coming to. I don't know what the times were saying or what speeds we were doing compared to Christmas or anything, but he felt better than himself today, and look, hopefully Danny and the mayor are okay, and fair play to Stateman. You have to jump him, and he's won again.
He certainly has. 11 grade ones. That's your sport for now, Audrey.
Darren, thank you very much.